The Africa Report.
Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has announced that the country will hold elections in 5 months, and it will be the very first poll that is held in Zimbabwe since that does not involve former President Robert Mugabe. He said, "We will ensure that Zimbabwe delivers free, credible, fair, and indisputable elections to ensure Zimbabwe engages the world as a qualified democratic state." We go back to Zimbabwe and chat to senior journalist at Alpha Media Holdings, Paramoyo Muzulu. Paramoyo, I imagine quite a lot will have to be done between now and whenever the date of the election is going to be to ensure that Zimbabwe delivers a free, credible, fair, and indisputable election. Good morning.
Morning. How are you? That's very true that the government has to do quite a lot, but the fear is with the time left, it would not be possible to have everyone on the voters' roll. Currently, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has not yet completed the registration exercise, and then they would have to do what is called the deduplication, where they would have to remove people who have been registered twice from that. And there have been two questions about the diaspora vote, and the president has been very clear that they don't have the resources at the moment to make the diaspora vote. So it means those most Zimbabweans who live in South Africa, Botswana, and the United Kingdom would not be able to participate in this election.
In fact, that's one of the issues that was raised by the opposition, the MDC, who cautiously welcomed the news, but saying the Electoral Act will need to be aligned with the Constitution, which would allow postal voting, for example, and the appointment of an independent election commission.
That is very true, but with the time left and this government, I don't see the political will for them to be implementing these life-changing reforms that would allow a free and fair playing field and make every Zimbabwean able to choose and elect a government of their choice. And this has been a big issue, which since the days of Robert Mugabe has been an issue with the opposition. They've raised it time and again. What we see now is there is that Mnangagwa has been approaching and has given international interviews to Bloomberg, to the Financial Times, and has had some talk with the British embassy here locally, and has done his diplomatic shuttle in the region. This is all to make sure that he endears his government to all the big power brokers in the region and internationally. And this may point to a situation where we may have an election where Mnangagwa said he would allow the UN and the EU to come and observe the elections. So it's necessary that he is seeking legitimacy, and he may try to have everything done by the book. But unfortunately, there is not enough time to implement, to make changes and implement them before the polls are held, which is supposed to be around June now.
Why then would you go ahead and make the statement if certainly the government knows that it cannot be ready? Once again, the MDC saying that we need to see some electoral reform before we actually allow an election to go ahead. So if he is to go ahead and push and announce a date, let's say in August, which is the latest that Zimbabwe can hold an election, let's imagine August 28 is when the date of the election is going to be announced. It gives him a little bit more than just 4 or 5 months to prepare for the election. That's not enough time for any kind of electoral constitutional reform to take place in Zimbabwe through its parliamentary process, meaning the MDC would most likely boycott or at least make enough noise about the fact that they're not happy with this election. And that just poses a challenge for the government of Zimbabwe.
Not necessarily that, because what is done is Mnangagwa and his administration, backed by the military, are trying to capitalize on the goodwill and which has happened since November 21. And they would not want this to wane off before they could call for elections. So they would rather hold elections when the locals, when the electorate and the international community and the regional community still have some hope and that these guys could be able to transform the economy. So there wouldn't be a lot of backlash. But if you wait and the situation as it stands, if they prolong the holding of the elections and the economy continues to deteriorate, that would be a very bad situation for him. And I think you would recently recall that inflation has been rising and the cost of basic commodities have been on the run. that 2 weeks ago he had to make an urgent Politburo meeting with resolve to set up a commission to deal with the rising cost of basic goods.
Pardon me, unfortunately, I have not prepared you for this, but I did reflect in the 6:30 Eyewitness News headlines that cholera has killed 4 people in Zimbabwe just days after the health minister warned that the country was in danger of an outbreak. The Herald newspaper reporting that another 3 people have been hospitalized for the infection. Harare is already fighting an outbreak of typhoid, and when cholera broke out in neighboring Zambia, there were fears that it would spread to Zimbabwe. What is the latest that we have regarding that in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, there have been 4 recorded deaths in Chegutu, which is about 95 kilometers from Harare from the southwest, and there are about 30 confirmed cases of people who are in hospital at in Chegutu. And now that Harare is so worried about this because it has always had intermittent water challenges, and now the local government minister Julaimo yesterday and the minister of the mayor of Harare, Bernard Manyenyeni, issued a 48-hour ultimatum to sweep off all vendors who are in the town so that at least they would try to contain the disease if there is an outbreak in Harare.
Padamoyo, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Padamoyo Muzulu joining us on the line there from Harare. He is a senior journalist at Alpha Media Holdings.